Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. I hope you're having a great day, amazing night. Just a good time, a good time. And I know this may come as a shock to you, but it may not, because I say things that it's not false. So we're going to go back to that rain check. Remember the rain check? It's time to cash in that rain check. And it's time to cash in the rain check where I blew out a tire. I definitely can say this wasn't my fault. It just happened. Or maybe I had something to do with it. Because who knows, riding around on a bent rim can cause a tire to explode eventually, especially if the pressure's not right or the pressure's not correct. Not only that, if your tire pressure isn't correct, you're not going to get that good gas mileage because the pressure and all that stuff have to be the same. Experience taught me that. So I live downtown in where I had to go, where I did volunteer work and where I guess I worked was about 90 minutes away, definitely on the north side or north suburbs, I should say, right north side, suburb-ish, around in that area. So it was far away from me being downtown. So, and the quickest way for me to go from there to where I'm volunteering is to take the highway, right? The highway. I'm not going to go through town. I'm not going to go through stoplights and lights and stuff. I'm just going to hop on the freeway, hop on the expressway, or even hop on a train if I was going to do the public transportation. And you know I love public transportation. Public transportation, can't get enough of it. But at this time, or this day, I should say, I didn't want to have anything to do with public transportation. And it wasn't that I'm mad or I wasn't upset with public transportation, anything to that nation or notion. I just felt like driving that day. It was super cold. It wasn't snowing, though, thankfully. Definitely super cold. And the thing about that, it wasn't snowing. And the thing about that, so there was no problem with black ice or no problem with sliding into the back of a car when the light is on yellow. None of that stuff happened. See? Learn from mistakes. Experience best teacher. Put that on a plaque and put it on the wall. Well, the thing with this day, everything's going normal. And what I mean by normal, get up at my regular time, nothing special, nothing different, nothing intriguing about the day other than it's super, super cold. No super duper, but just super cold. Super cold. And I try to arrive, or I try to be early, 15 minutes early or you're late. 15 minutes early or you're late. That's my motto. That's how I live. I'm about that life. I'm about the 15 minutes early or you're late life. So everything's going according to plan. I assume I'm going to make it there about possibly 20, 30 minutes early. No biggie. It's more than a 15, so I'm good. I'm ready to go. And so I'm just driving along, and I'm in the fast lane because I do fast lane. Can't do slow lane. Maybe can do some of the middle lanes from time to time, but I try to stay in the fast lane. Me and the fast lane have this special relationship going on. And I think it's going to stay that way for a while. And I think I'm going to keep it that way because Fastlane make me happy. And I make Fastlane happy. And so we're not going to separate. Not anytime soon. For now, we're still going to kick it. We're still going to hang. Definitely not ready to commit to the Fastlane. Because sometime, just got to hit that middle lane or just got to hit the slow lane and just chill. You know, just hop in the car, drive, go somewhere, and instead of just being in a rush or instead of just trying to get somewhere fast, just get in one of those lanes and just relax. Kind of just take in what's going on. Look out the window. See the birds. See the trees. Look at the buildings. Just have an appreciation for what's around you. Just have appreciation for other people and cars and them going about their day. You know, so some days it's that way. Some days just have to just hit the middle lane, hit the slow lane, and just relax and just take it all in. And so that's why I can't commit to the fast lane. Because it's just those times, it's just those moments where I just want to appreciate and absorb what's going on around me and not just necessarily be completely focused on what I have to do. But on this day, on this time, I was completely focused on what I have to do. I'm trying to live that 15 minutes or earlier life. So everything's going to plan. Everything's going accordingly. No worries. Nothing different. Nothing strange. It's not snowing. No one's driving cray cray. No one's texting while driving. No one's doing social media while driving. Traffic, the flow of traffic is pretty normal. It's not too fast and it's not too slow. It's just about right. So everything is going good. I can't complain. No complaints. None. So I'm just driving and I get about halfway to where I need to go. And next thing I know, there's this boom. And my car kind of just starts do 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 do, you know, kind of just almost rattling, not even rattling, kind of just, you've been on a seesaw and how on a seesaw there's one person sitting on one end, there's another person sitting on the other end, you kind of just go up and down, up, down. Well, my car was kind of, well, my car was doing that, but not just that high. Just do, 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 do. And of course, I didn't panic. And I didn't freak out. Oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh, no, no, no. No, I didn't do any of that. So I guess that's disappointing. Yeah, I didn't do any of that. I didn't see the need to. But I could definitely tell you what it wasn't. I knew it wasn't my engine. Because I'm experienced with bad engines. I'm an expert. I ruled that out from the get-go. When I heard the noise and then when the car started moving the way it was moving, first thing I ruled out, bad engine. Don't ask me why, but I just knew it had nothing to do with the engine. My next thought was, did I run out of gas? Then, of course, that thought just went away as soon as it came up because I'm still going. Definitely not running out of gas. And then I came to the conclusion that my tire's flat or it blew out or something with that, something like that. And I remind you, I'm in the fast lane. So I have to get all the way over. All the way over. I got to cut through multiple lanes to try to get to the far lane so I can make an exit. This is during traffic. There are other cars out there. Other people are driving. Yeah. And you know, much as I complain about drivers, much as I have an issue with people texting while driving, social media while driving, talking on the phone while driving, looking at your phone while driving, glancing at your phone while driving, not paying attention, thinking about your phone while driving. You know, much as I have a problem with all that, this time, this moment, none of that was going on. And I actually was pleasantly surprised how I was just able to get over from the fast lane all the way and make that next exit without anybody not knowing what's happening or not knowing what's going on. People just kind of just let me get over, and there was no ill will. There was no disdain. There was no, what are you doing? There was no horn honking. There was no flipping me off. There was none of that. It was like, okay, this guy's got a problem, and just go ahead and just go. It's like everything just opened up for me to just make that cut over all the way and get to the exit. And so this is why I know that there are good drivers out there, and not all drivers are the same. And even with my small issues with drivers, I know when it comes to a point where it's a challenge or there's something that needs to happen, it'll happen. I believe, and yes, I am pressing my I believe button now. I believe. So I managed to make that immediately next exit after my tire started doing what it was doing. And so I go down the exit and I go off and sort of park and I change my tire. Yeah. Imagine that. All the other stuff I do not know how to do. All the other stuff that I say, you know, experience should teach me this innate ability I don't have. I knew how to change a tire. Knew how to change a flat tire. Because that wasn't my first flat tire. So I guess the whole experience thing still holds true. So close. So close, man. So I'm changing the tire and I take it off. And luckily, I actually have the stuff to change the tire, because nowadays they have these things called run flats, and you don't have the equipment or even an extra spare tire to change it, because now you have tires that never flat, they run flats. Yeah, run flat. But this car, this time, this period, no run flats, just regular tire and a donut. Yes, a donut. Not the yummy, yummy, delicious kind that you eat, but the donut that helps you get from point A to point B when you need to. That donut. So I take the tire off and I put the donut on, make sure everything's good to go. And at this time, I'm a responsible human being. I'm a responsible person. So what a responsible human and what a responsible person would do at this time, because I'm supposed to be somewhere, right? Or I'm trying to get somewhere, right? Yes. So I call back to the office of where I'm going to be at, to where I'm going to be helping. And I say, hey, you know, I'm going to be running late possibly. So I just want to let you know that I might be coming in late and I'm on my way, though. It's like, oh, okay, no problem. No problem. Because that's what I do. Yeah, I'll let you know. If I'm going to be running late, I know. Not a good look, is it? Nope, not a good look. Anyway, so the donut's on, and I'm ready to go start the car and, you know, just go ahead and go. I'm on the highway again. This time, I'm not in the fast lane. I'm not in the middle lane. I'm in the slow lane. I'm just soaking up the environment at this point. I have a donut, and you can only go so fast on a donut because the uneven weight balance, I believe. Don't quote me on it because I'm not an expert on that. Not an expert on that. I can only go with what they say in the manual, or what they say in a book, or what you can get off the internet, because everything's off the internet. It's true. It's true. It's true. So I'm only going a certain speed, not too fast, just medium speed. And so it's going to take me a little longer because I'm not going to go, I can't really go the speed limit or faster than the speed limit. Go at a nice pace. And so I eventually get where I need to go, and I park and do all that good stuff because, hey, you have to park. Everyone likes to park, especially parallel. Best thing ever. So I make it. I go, I open the door, I walk in the office. And before I walk in the office, I'm walking there and I notice I'm looking at the time. And I'm saying to myself, oh, man. Yeah, this is not good. So I walk in the office and I talked to the head person over the, I guess, the supervisor, I guess you can call it, manager, supervisor of where I'm volunteering at. And I was said, hey, you know, I just want you to let you know I've made it in. And she told me, she said, I thought you said you was going to be late. I said, I am late. Yeah, I am late. See, I made it there about, 5 minutes before I needed to be there. That's late. It's 15 minutes or it's late. So that was late. And so then I began to explain to her of what happened to me as far as the tire exploding, blowing up, and me being in the fast lane and having to get all the way over to the exit in traffic. And traffic was heavy because cars are usually on the highway, and especially during peak hours, or someone will call it rush hour. Yeah, rush hour. Rush hour, not the movie. And so she was seemed more frantic and excited, or had more excitement about what happened than I actually did. Because she was telling me what she would have done and stuff. And then she asked me, why did I even come? I was like, because I have an obligation. You know, I said I was going to do it. Definitely said I was going to do it. Who says they're going to do something and not do it? That just doesn't happen. That's not a good look. Not a good look. So, yeah, that was that. And we talked some more, and then I just went ahead and volunteered did what I had to do for the rest of the day, and stayed a little longer to make up for the 10 minutes I was late. But the thing about that, you can say it's my fault because the bent rim, but I say it wasn't my fault because I didn't know the rim was bent. I did not know the rim was bent. And also during my break or whatever, I actually went to a junkyard or a place where I can get a new rims. Yeah, for wheel car. So I did that and made an appointment or to get new tire and have all that jazz put on. And so I wasn't able to go the next day or volunteer the next day because I was busy getting the work done. I was busy having the work done on my car. And so I let her know that, and she was okay with that. That was extremely nice of her. It was a present surprise that just like football, I know I said that I had no intentions and no plans on watching international football, but I have to hit you with this surprise. And it's a good surprise, not the bad surprise. I may actually watch a game. And I probably watch a Copa America game as well. You know, the final, the championship. That seems like a good idea, or it seems like something that I could do. It's my duty. It's something that I'm volunteering to do. I'm a volunteer my service. I'm a volunteer my time to watch international football. Translation. MLS is not that good. It's not that great. It's not good nor great. But it's actually soccer. International football is actually international football. Yeah, forget what that guy said on the show because I don't know who that person is. They say we are the one of the same, but I don't know. I don't know. That guy goes a little off the rails sometime. Ooh, definitely something you don't want to listen to. Anyway, I want to say the voting for picking my football is going good, and we're getting closer to the beginning of the season. We're getting closer. I know it's still a ways off, but it's getting closer. Before you know it, we look around and it's time for football. Football weather, football season. So let's not let it sneak up on us. If you want me to root and have a team that's completely off the wall, you have that power to do that. If you want me to root and cheer for your team because you want more fans or you want more people about that life rooting down with your team, we can do that too. You have the power. Or if you just don't care, hey, thank you, thank you, thank you. Because it's even better if I don't have a team. But hey, I'm looking out for you. I'm doing this because I care. Extra, extra. Thank you for listening. It's not that show because it's this show. And you know, I gotta go.